Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Gimel. Chulin Nun Gimel, we are on Nun Beis Amid Beis. We're going to start with the fourth wide line, Ubimakom. Fourth wide line of Ubimakom. So just the one source I wanted to read from yesterday, and then we will continue, and that is the tshuva of the Noda Behuda that I referred to, because yesterday Berebi came up, and it's about to come up again. So the question is, what does Berebi mean? So the Noda Behuda was asked in Ma'adur Tidyana, Arachayim Kufyud Gimel, Mechtavo Atahar, Min Kvot Haraso, Havar Kibalti, I got your letter, but he says, since it wasn't Lamaisa, it was just a question of Lamdis, I didn't answer it so fast, so you have to forgive me, Lachayim Nikfuni, Atirdos, Mila'ayim Bidvarav, Adshavu Ha'avar, Lokachti Ksas Pnai, Vianti Bidvarav, Enechmadim. And you noted the stira in Rashi, where Rashi, sometimes Berebi says, it is Shem Ha'etzem, Shmo Shel Oso Chacham, sometimes it was the name, the real name of a Rav, Oshem Atawar, Lagoda Ma'alaso. Right, and that's that was the stira in Rashi. Va'amnam, and he says, he asks it, Omer, Asher Libi Omer Li, Bazeh, to call Hecha Sheniska Shema Etzem Vagam Berebi. So the Noda Behuda thinks whenever it has a name and Rebbe, like Reb Oshia Berebi, Reb Elazar Akapar Berebi, that is a Shema Torah, that is a descriptive, like the great. Al Shem Shaya Gadol Adar Badoro, Valarmina Shnei Shemo Sayulo. We'd rather not say that he had two names. His name was Rebbe Eliezer Berebi. That wasn't two. Aval Hecha Sheniska Rak Berebi Lechud, if it just says Berebi like Chulin Nun Beis Mabeis, our Gemara from yesterday, Lo Shaykh Lafarish Berebi Gadol Adar, Omar Kach. That it's not Shaykh to say that. Ki Balafarish Ve'enu Elasosem. Doesn't say anything. Da'al Mi Merames, Ve'al Ezed Dor Merames. Ubecholder Vadar Yesh Kamagdoli Adar. Lachain Pirish Rashi Shem Chacham. That's how Rashi says that. But if it says the name, that's his chiluk. If it says this, and he says this works in most places. And he says that's what, that's a big discussion, because in one place, it discusses Reb Elazar HaKalir Berebi, in one of his keynotes that he wrote, or I don't know which one he's referring to here. He says it has him referred as Berebi. So would he have used Berebi to describe himself? Right, so that was a discussion that he notes here from the Madani Melech and others. But that is the Noda Behuda's Tshuva. Okay, let's get on to what we were discussing. So we are on the fourth wide line, Anun Beis and Mabeis. The Gemara is discussing the Jerusa of a Chatul. Does a cat have the power to create the state of Jerusa? Jerusa, again, means clawed, but clawed in a way that the poison is pass through the paws into the victim. So does Jerusa have that power? So we had a stira, so we ended up saying it was a machlokas. It was a machlokas. And we said that Berebi held, this last line that we just read, that usually there is no power of Jerusa unless he feels pressurized, unless he gets angry. If the cat gets angry, then he would let out the poison. Says the Gemara, B'makam she'ein matzilin ain Jerusa. One minute, in the place that there are no matzilin, in a place where he does not feel the pressure, there's no one trying to save the victim, then it's not Jerusa, then there is no Jerusa there. Vahi tarnagolas davi bei Rav Kahana. There was a chicken or a hen that was by in Rav Kahana's house, and derahit chatul basrei. It's amazing that the story is in the Gemara. There was a cat chasing a chicken, and va'al le'idruna, and it went into a room, and the door, he slammed the door shut behind. I don't think the chicken would have had the sense of it. The door closed right in front of the cat. Right, see on the side it says Vayavo Achadra, Pazak at the end of Bracious says Va'ol Idron. So the hen went into the room and the cat was chasing him. Umachil Adasha Bisichufe, and the cat hit the door with his paw. Vishtakich Allah Hamisha Kurte Dama, and they found five dots of blood on the door, which they assumed would be poison. So there was nobody saving this hen. And yet, right, it was a case of Ein Matzilin, and still the poison came out. I just thought that you would hold that Ein Matzilin, there is no poison. So the Gemara answers, no. Hatzolos Atzmanami, Katzolos Achirim Dami. The saving of a victim himself is like Katzolos Achirim, meaning the cat got angry in this case too. You don't need someone else protecting the victim. Even if the door slams in the cat's face, that also would get him angry, and the Eres would come out. Fine. V'rabanan. What about the other sheet that says, even where there is anger, still, there's no such thing as drusas chatul? Zihara islay velokali ziare. There might be poison. There might be the zira, the venom that comes out, but it's not strong. It's not strong enough to kill in that case. Okay, fine. Another version of the same set of circumstances. Ika de Amri. Hamani Berebihi. Who is this? This is Berebi Shita. The Tanya Berebi Omer. What Berebi says. Lo Amru Yesh Drusa El Bamakam Sheish Matzilin. When do we say that a cat could create a state of Drusa? Only when there are Matzilin, when there's a pressure to him. Ava Bamakam Shein Matzilin Ein Drusa. But in a place where there's no Matzilin, Ein Drusa. Again, there's hashkafic messages of this Gemara too. A lot of times, only when we're under pressure do we really push ourselves. Only when there's Ein Breira, we find unbelievable kochos that we didn't think we had, but we used them. And we never knew we had them until we're in a pressure situation. That's what we learn from the cat. The cat overrides. Ubamakam she'ein matzilin ein drusas. The Gemara says, where there's no matzilin ein drusava, he tarigol zavi beir of kahana, to rod chato basra, v'ale journey v'sachadash v'apei. There was a cat that was running after the hen, and he went into the room, and he closed the door in front of the cat. Umachil dasha b'sichufe, and the cat swiped his paw on the door. Vishtakech alei chabisha kurte damas. You see from there that there is a drusa. Gemara answers again. Atzolas atzmanami katzolas achem damya. Okay, just a little different version of the shak levitaria. Good. Next question. Boy minei Rav Kahana me Rav. Rav Kahana asks Rav. Yesh drusa lechatul. Our question that we're dealing with. Is there drusa for a chatul or is there no drusa for a chatul? That's the question he asked him. Amar lei af lechulda yesh drusa. Even to a much smaller animal, a chulda, a weasel, there is drusa. Right? Remember, where does chulda come up? It came up earlier in this pesachta. The psul, the five psul shechita, one is chalada, where the knife goes under the simen, like a weasel goes underneath. Right? We also know chulda was one of the seven neviyos. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yudalin. Right? One of the seven neviyos, the one that sometimes we forget. Chulda was one of the seven neviyos. So if lechulda is drusa, even to a weasel is drusa, so surely to a cat. Another question. Tosas points out that these questions were asked at three different times. Yes, drusa lechulda, or ain't drusa lechulda? Is there a drusa for a chulda or not? Amalei af lechatul ain't drusa. Even to a cat does not create a drusa situation, so surely a chulda. And then the third time he asked him, lechatul ulechulda, yesh lam drusa, elam drusa. He asked them both. Amalei, lechatul yesh drusa, lechulda ain't drusa. To a cat, yes, to a chulda, not. So obvious stira. Three different shitas, exactly what is the halacha of drusa. So the Gemara answers, there was no problem. He's talking about three different contexts, three different cases, by the three different times he gave the answer. Below Kasha, Hadda Amarle Af Lechulda Yesh Drusa, when he said that even the small, even the Chulda has Drusa, Ba'ofos, that's where the victim is birds, right? So birds are affected even by a Chulda. Hadda Amarle Af Lechatul, when he said the opposite extreme, that even to a Chatul, there is no Drusa, Ein Drusa, Be'imre Ravarvi, that's by large animals, by big sheep. When he came and had the chilek, b'gedim v'tzvayim. That was by medium animals, by goats and other types of lambs. So that's where Rav was not being sozer himself. He was just talking about three different victims. Right, the big shaila is, we mentioned this, I think again, back on the first daf of this perek, on daf membeis, 11 days ago, and that is the important letter, the important footnote in the Michtav Melio and Chelek Dalet. I don't have a copy here, but where he notes three cases that he brings up where it seems to be that they were under certain mitzias that we don't have. Do we have cats that have poison coming out of their paws? Generally, our cats do not have such poison. So that's why some Rishonim say, the Rashba says, that maybe all these halachas don't apply to our cats. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Nun Zayin, Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, in Nun Zayin, Sif, Hey, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim. Right, who's the Yesh Omrim? The Yesh Omrim is the Ran and the Rashba. The Ran right here and the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis. Yesh Omrim, Sha'achshav Noagin Heter, Bechatulim Hanichnosim Belul Shel Tarnagolim. With cats that go into chicken coops today, the Af Alpi Shahaya Ra'ui, Af Alpi Shahaya Ra'i Lachush Ladavar, even though maybe we should be Choshesh, Somchin Al Shachatulim Shalanu Hein B'nei Tarbus, V'Koshelo Hikahu Ein Choshesh. If you see a cat jump on a chicken, so then maybe we can't be so makel, even though we know our cats don't have the poison in the paws, but, you know, once Chazal say it, and if there is a fight,
so then you have to say that you have to be choshish. But if you know just a cat went in, we're going to talk about cases where we're unsure whether there was an act of drasa or not, so that we can be mekel. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That you quote the Yesh Omer, that's according to another opinion though. So he says, even though that we can be noik heter by our cases. But again, this is what the Michtam Eliyahu Reb Desla points out. The three cases that he brings up, if you remember, are this case, Drusa of a Chatul. Number two, the other case he brings up is Mayim Shalanu, Gemara Maseches Pesachim, which talks about leaving over the water overnight, the water that you're going to use to bake the matzahs. And the Gemara says you have to use only Mayim Shalanu because water that's drawn from the river in the morning is warmer than water the rest of the day. And some Rishonim interpret that as meaning because the sun goes under the horizon every day and warms the water. So that is why we know that to not be the case. So do we say the halacha changes because of that? Or do we say that there might be some other reason why the water is warmer? And Chazal just gave one reason. Number one. And number three, is the case of killing kinim on Shabbos, killing lice on Shabbos, which the Gemara says they're not parin v'ravin. They seem to assume that there was spontaneous regeneration, which we know not to be the case as well. So these three cases, says Rav Dessler, even though the halacha seems to be based on the reasons, there might be other reasons given. We might not understand fully the reason. Maybe it has the halacha of ina parin v'ravin, even though it's not literally ina parin v'ravin. Anyway, these are the three cases that he talks about that we might say Metzias changed, like the Rashba says. But we also might say that this is just one of the cases that Chazal give us only one reason for, but there might be other reasons, and the halacha does not change. I don't know if we would say that Lakula, meaning we would say that the Kula, and therefore one is allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara said. Do we say that? So Lakula, we wouldn't go that far. Okay, by Rav Ashi, Viter. So Rav Ashi asks, if you remember, the Mishnah said the Mishnah had a chilek between different types of birds. The Mishnah, right at the beginning of the perek, had said, "Where's the line? Drusas hanates ba'of hadak, v'drusas hagaz ba'of hagaz." Different types of predator birds for different sizes of birds. Right, the real serious ones by the big birds, and the less serious ones by the smaller birds. Right, different types. So by Rav Ashi, shar ofos tamei. What about the other non-kosher birds? Yesh lahen drusa and lahen drusa. The Mishnah only lists off two specific ones. What about all the other non-kosher birds? Did they create a state of drusa or not? So Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, ki avinu bei Rav Kahana, when I was by Rav Kahana, Amar sharofus tmeyim yesh lahem drusa. Yes, they do create drusa. Ivonan tanav drusa saneis bofadak. Didn't we say specifically drusa saneis, which was that predator bird, maybe mashba that no other birds? So the Gemara says no. Drew says, why does it say Drew says anates? To teach us a halacha, that they're different. Drew says anates bedichvasei. Drew says anates creates drusa in birds of its size. The enoch and other birds bidezutra minayu creates drusa in birds smaller than it. That's the chiddush of nates birds. Or the ikadamri, or similarly, Drew says anates bederabi minay. Drew says anates. An eighth bird is such a predator that it could even create a drusa in birds bigger than it. The inach b'dichvasayu, but other birds can only create drusa in birds that are similar to its size. Okay, two different versions of the answer of the Gemara. Tosis points out that the only question of the Gemara was by the non-kosher birds. The end of Tosfos Sha'ar, Tosfos says, the Gemara did not ask by the kosher birds because they for sure did not create Jerusa. Volomi boile hacha elabofus tmeyin, aval pshita de Jerusa letahorim. The kosher birds don't create Jerusa. And this is used by some of the Monia Mitzvahs, and that is the Sefer HaChinuch discusses this in a few places. I'll read it to you from Ayin Gimel. And that is one of the reasons, obviously, Kashrus ultimately is Xeris HaKasif, but one of the svaras given by the Rishonim for Kashrus is that many of the predator birds are not kosher. Why? Because, to put it in English, you are what you eat. And we are affected, our neshamas are affected. And that's why Timtum Halev is specifically by eating. And that's what we had, if you remember, the Gemara back in the first parak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting tzaddikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu not bringing takala al tzaddikim. But we say, there are many cases where takala is brought. And remember, Tosfos had said there, maybe this only applies to food items. Food items, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takala, afilu lebehemton shel tzaddikim. That's what we discussed back in the first parak on two of the on two of the blot there.
Right, I'll just find a few if you wanna look it up back on right in the earlier parts of Hema Beis. Tosfos made that chiluk. Tosfos said Hema Beis v'yomari to dafka midi da'achila in a kadosh baruch hu maybe takala yadon
sheganayu litzadik sheokal dvar iser. Even more than doing a dvar iser, because the ingesting of isurim. Obviously, we don't believe in the infallibility of tzaddikim. We believe that everybody is everybody sins and nobody's above the letter of halacha. Chas v'shalom. But by tzaddikim gemurim, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them in terms of food items. Right? He arranges the seas behind. So why is that? Because there's an idea of timtum alev when it comes to non-kosher food more than any other aveiras affecting us. So part of that, the Sefer Chinuch says in Ayin Gimel, is because we don't want to have this azus put in us, and if we eat these azus animals, these do-race animals, so then that could affect us negatively. We are what we eat, literally, and therefore we don't. They are not kosher. And that's what the Sefer Chinuch says in Ayin Gimel. Mishar she mitzvah zu l'fisha guf kli l'nefesh ubo te'aseh pu'lasa. The guf is the kli for the nefesh. V'zu laso lo tashlem alachta la'olam. We have to take care of our guf and our nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this type of bird, of predator bird, is not appropriate for a Jew to take part in. Right? And that's what he says. Don't, and even though the line that I like to quote here is that even though if the doctors nowadays don't say anything about it, our doctor knows more than any other doctor in the world. The Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael knows more. V'yadu adavar should be darkei refuah. Shadavar Shabasar call a trefus asuras lanu molit hefsid el gufa achlo machas a trefus more choli bebehema. Vim Todei says kilomechakmatik shalzeh. Try to read you the line. Okay. Anyway, not for now. Anyway, that's the chinuch related to the fact that our Gemara doesn't even ask about kosher birds. Viter. Amar Rav Kahana Mishmei deRav Simi Bar Ashi. My father likes to quote one of the explanations of the Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin of Kol Tov Shabarofim L'Gehenim. They all go to Gehenim. So what does that mean? So my father has a whole article about this, but the one that he likes the best is Rameir Parmishlano, who says Tov. Tov is Gematria 17. The doctor that doesn't say the Rofeinu really with Kavana. I'm the Rofeinu. I'm the Rofe Chole. Right, I can say the other brachas, but that's Tosha Barov. We don't realize that the doctor with a capital D is the one that really knows better than all of us, and we're just the shlichim of that doctor. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana Mishveder of Simi Bar Ashi. Ein Drusa Le Shu'al. There is no Drusa when it comes to a fox. A fox cannot create a state of Drusa. Eini, is this really true? Fak Yazar of Dimi Omar Maisa Vidarash Shu'al Rachel Bemercha Shal Besini. There was a story that a fox was Doris a Rachel in the bathhouse of Besini. Uba Maisa Vrecha Chabiv Amr Yeshrusa. They said Yeshrusa. So you see, there is Drusa by a fox. Amr of Safra, we got the story wrong. Hahi Chato Havi. That was a cat. Usually the cats were more ferocious than the foxes. Ikadamri, or Amr of Kahana Mishpeh Derev Simi Barashi, Yes Drusa the Shual. There is Drusa to a Shual, right? The opposite. 80 is really true. Fak Yasser of Dimi, Amr Maisa Vadar Shual, Rachel Bamercha Shal Besini, Uba Maisa Vechachamim Amr, Ein Drusa, the opposite. Amr of Safra, Hahu Kalev Havi. That was a dog. Really, a Shual has, but that was a dog, and a dog does not have that poison. Okay. Two versions. Amar of Yosef, Naktinon, Ein Drusa Lekelev. We learned, Naktinon, sometimes means this is the halacha, sometimes means we learned, Ein Drusa Lekelev. A dog cannot create Drusa. Amar Abaya, Naktinon, Ein Drusa Ela Biyad. Lafuki Regel Delo. All these cases of Drusa that we're talking about are only if the animal uses his four legs, right? His two front legs. Because that's what the poison comes out of. But the back legs, the hind legs, it does not. Also, Ein Drusa Ela Bitziporen. Lafuki Shendelo. It only comes out of the fingernails, not out of the teeth. And Ein Drusa Ela Midas. Lafuki Shlo Midas Delo. It's only Midas with Kavana. If an animal just falls on a person and does not mean to swipe it, so then it does not come out. Ein Drusa Ela Michayim. Lafuki Lachar Misa Delo. And also Drusa is only Michayim, while the animal's alive. Not after Misa. If a dead animal falls on a person and then cuts them with their fingernails, then it is not going to create Drusa. Says the Gemara, what do you need the last line if you have the previous line? Ami Hashta Shalomi Das Amar Lo. You already said Shalomi Das. If the animal's alive, it does it without Kavana. That does not create drusa. La'achar misa miboy. So of course after misa. Even mida, even shalom midas. So what do you have to have that case for? So lo tzricha d'darzu paskul yaday. No, the chiddush is where the animal was doris when it was alive and then its hand was cut off. The paw was cut off. So it's as if that paw is dead. That's the chiddush. Ma'u detema bahadi d'darish shadi ziyarei. You might say that right when it's dores, in that first action, it puts the poison in, therefore, even if it's cut off, before it brings its hand out, it's still called drusa. Kamash balan, that's not true. Bahadi d'shalif shadi ziyarei. No, as it comes out, that's when the poison and the venom gets in, and therefore, if you cut it off before the animal retracts its hand, then it is not called a drusa. It's not called a drusa. Okay, so that is the Gemara. Tosva says we shouldn't think there's a certain type of animal. Tosva says in Kamashbalan, I guess Tosva knew what the nates was, that sometimes there were those that were matur the nates. If they killed the nates while the nates was still on top of the animal, Tosva says that's incorrect because the nates does back and forth a few times as it's killing the animal. So even the back and the forth happens even if we kill the animal and we missed it, so therefore we have to be careful. So you read this Gemara, you're like, okay, so it doesn't have to do with me, but I saw an unbelievable ha'ara in the Margalias HaShas. Margalias HaShas, he quotes, what's the Musar Haskel for us? Coming to the daf today, just for this ha'ara dayenu. What's the Musar Haskel today, for us, from this Gemara? So he quotes from the Chiddush Yarim. Chiddush Yarim says that, what do you see from here? As the animal pulls out, that's when the poison comes. Says the Chiddush Yarim, mida tova yoser harbi mida puranis. We know good mida, right? Good is generations. Mida tova is much greater than mida puranis, and therefore kedusha comes out in an extreme way as you pull back, right at the end. Meaning the greatest moments and feelings and inspirations of kedusha could come as something is leaving, as you're pulling back. Where is that? Shalashudis. We could reach the greatest heights of Shabbos at Shalashudis. In the waning moments of Shabbos, says the Chiddush Yarim, Bahadi the Shalaf, Shadi Ziyale. As you're pulling out, then that's when the venom, but the venom the opposite, the Shah, the right Ziyaro could also mean shine, right, as it's coming out. Shalashudis, what about Yom Kippur? The last moments of Ne'ilah, you could reach the highest of the high, those last moments. That's what you get from this Gemara. As you pull out those last few moments, those last few seconds, it's the end of the process where you can reach the greatest heights. That's when the venom comes out, but that's when the Kedusha can be Nechnas. That's what you learn. That's a Kedusha Yarim. He knows how to learn Elo Treifus, even if he's on a Shochet. Okay. That's Margolius Ashas. Okay. Dover Nifla. We go bite. Last skinny line. Amar Abba Barafuna Amar Rav. Arisha Nechnas Labein Ashvarim. Let's say you have a whole herd of oxen, and a lion went inside. Right, a lion went inside the oxen. You didn't see what happened. And you go in and you check, and you don't see any evidence of attacks. But v'nimsa tziporen begabo shalechad mehen. You see a fingernail of a lion on the back of one of the oxen. So how did it get there? There are different choices. Maybe it got there from a lion attacking it. Maybe it got there because it had been stuck in a wall and the ox went to scratch its back on the wall and it got stuck in there. Right? Big nafkamina. So what do we say in this case? Says the Gemara Mutter, in Choshechin Shema Ari Darso. You don't have to worry about the Ari was Darsin. Why? My time, why? Rove Arayos Darsin. Most lions are Doris. What does that mean? Rashi says you got to put in an afalpi. Rashi says, Klomar, Afalpi. So even though most lions are Doris, Umi Utan ain't on Darsin, and Amiyat are not Doris, V'chol HaDoris ain't Sipar on the Shvetas, but when an animal is Doris, its fingernail does not come out. V'zos, this lion, this ox, Holvet Sipar on Yosheves Lo Begabo, since this ox has a fingernail in its back, it must be that it did not come from a lion, because a lion that was Doris would not have lost his fingernails. Where did it must have come from? Amar b'kolson is chachich. It must have scratched against the wall, The fingernail had been there from earlier. A sick lion, says Tosfos, must have lost its fingernail. A lion that's not dores, and it was sick, and therefore its extremities became weak, and it lost its fingernail, got lodged in the wall, and then the ox came in to scratch itself on the wall, and it got lodged into the back of the shore. That's what must have happened. All right, Tosfos just goes through the Shakla Vataria, the bottom Tosfos in Rov. He says on the fifth line of Tosfos, Omer Beinu Tam Dachi Pirusho. This is the pshat of the Shakla Vataria. Rov Arayos Dorsin Klomar Ruuyin Lidros. Most lions are Ra'ui to be Dores. Not that they actually did. They're Ra'ui to be Dores. Shein Briim. They are healthy. Vidorsim. And they are Dores. Umi Utan Cholin Vein Dorsim. And a meat of them are sick and they're not Dores. Right? So this must be, you're allowed to assume that this came from a sick one that was against the wall. So says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, Adarabba, one second. Ropes from Iskachachin, Miutan, Imiskachachin. Most oxen scratch their backs. Mia don't. They call them Iskachachin, Zimmer, Yeshivas, Lobagabo. Usually, fingernails, if you scratch yourself against the wall, that's not a situation where a fingernail is going to be lodged in the back. That's not so common either. Vizeh, Holvitzipor, Yeshivas, Lobagabo. And this one, Emari Daras, Darso. Why do you say the opposite? It's so unusual to get a fingernail lodged in your back by scratching against the wall. You should say the Ari was Dores. So Gemara says you're right. You could say both. So what do we do? Uki milsa achazke. So we say, keep it on the chazaka, on its chazaka, havile safek drusa. It's a safek drusa. For Rav Lataimei de Amar, ein choshen l'safek drusa. And Rav says, we'll get to this machloka soon. Ez Hashem, Rav holds, you don't have to be choshish for safek drusa. Right, that's the shita of Rav. Period. Amar Abaya, Vait. Lo Amar El Siporen. This is only, when do we say Lakula? That's only if you actually see the fingernail in the back. Avo Makom Siporen Choshishin. If you only see a scratch from a fingernail, then you have to be worried that there was a drisa that took place. And you have to be Choshish. Vit Siporen Nami Lo Amar El Alacha. And we're only Mako by the Siporen if it is still moist with blood. Avo Yevesha. Of the and therefore what? A moist fingernail, how did it come off? It must be that the animal was sick. Avo yevesha, but if you have a dried fingernail, so even a healthy animal, a healthy lion can lose a dried fingernail, so a yevesha, avo yevesha, of the demishtamta. Right, sometimes it comes out, and therefore you have to be worried again. Voleichanami lo'am, and all these limits. And even if it's moist, we don't say it, elachada, but only one. But if you see two or three of them in there, in the back, then you have to be worried. As long as they're all in a row. They're in the row exactly how the paw is structured, so too, that's how you find them on the back. Period. Weiter. Now we go new. Itmar. Itmar, says the Gemara. Itmar, there is a big discussion. I'll say it in a minute. Itmar. Rav Amar Yechosh L'Savei Drusa, Shmuel Amar Yechosh L'Savei Drusa. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Whether Rechoshesh for Safek Drusa. This is not the same question about Safek Trefa in general. But sure, we'll get to that in a minute. But this is specifically Drusa. This psul. So you have to be worried if you're not sure if the Drusa took place. So Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Dekuli Alma, so let's limit the Machlokas. Dekuli Alma, Safek Ol. Safek Lo Ol, Ema Lo Ol. If you're not even sure if the lion went in, then that's for sure lakula, because that's what we call a svek sveka. Savi, the lion went in, savi, he didn't go in, and even if the lion went in, maybe he wasn't dores. So svek sveka were definitely make or buy. Right? Svek sveka has come up various times. Remember, just to mention the different opinions in the postgame, why are we make or by svek sveka? If we're mocked by suffix, so svek sveka, why should we be make or there? So suffix about a suffix, double suffix. So the two of... The two shitas of the Rishonim are given by the Rashba. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva that it's similar to Rov. Just do the percentages. The first Safek is 50-50, and then the next Safek adds on. So that's more than 50% Lakulas. Therefore, you just add up the math. That's why Svek Sveka is Lakula. Based on the Rambam, though, the Ra'ah says otherwise. The Ra'ah in Mishperes Habayis, in Bedek Habayis, on his Hasagas on the Rashba's Torah Habayis, the Ra'ah says that no, maybe it's based on the Rambam Shita. Safek Daraisa Lachumra is itself a Din Derabanan, according to some. Meaning the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam holds that Safek Daraisa Lechumra is a Didirabanan. From Hilchas Tumas Meis. We know that on a Daraisa level, the Rambam holds Safek Daraisa Lechumra is Lakula. But midrabbanan were machmir. So says the Ra'ah, once you have another suffix of about the first suffix, so now it's a suffix about a drabbanan. So now it's a drabbanan lakula. Even if the first one, something that writes on the Chumra, is in the Rabbanah, so you have a suffix about that, so it's a suffix about the Rabbanah, therefore it's Lakula. That's the Svara, the Lumdus of the Ra'ah for Svek Svekat. There is a third idea quoted in the Achronim, Rav Salvechik is quoted as saying this, and Rav Shimon Shkup says this, and that is, maybe Svek Svekat you could formulate as no Leidas HaSuffik. That's how I heard from Moriv Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig, quote from the Rav, and that is, if you have to ask so many questions to come to an answer of your Psak, then it doesn't even get off the ground. What happened here? And what happened here? If you have to ask so many questions, so then we say that there's no issue. It's called no leidas hasafik. Okay, three different ideas, two in the Rishonim, one more in the Achronim, about why we're making on Svek Sveka. So, here we go. Machlokos Ram and Shmuel. So everybody agrees that if you're not even sure if the Alayim went in, we're makel. Sofik kabel sofik shunra. But what if there's only one sofik? You're not sure if it was a dog or a cat. A makabel, we can say it's a dog, and we can be makel. All shasik the esof benayu. What happens if a lion went in and just sat amongst them, and you didn't see any action and attacks? Amar shlamashavi. So maybe they're having shalom. Maybe they're having shalom amongst them, and therefore we also don't have to be worried, right? We didn't see any action and attacks between them. Then you can assume that it's maybe it's like what was on the teva, and they all live together b'shalom. Interesting discussion in the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen has a case in Simin Kuf Ayin Ches Sheila. Hadov shekafat al shar shel Yisrael. Let's say you see a bear and an ox fooling around. See them fooling around. V'ro b'nei Adam v'ramo be'kala v'chazav v'kavazalav. So the bear is jumping on the ox. People start screaming. The bear jumps off, and then he jumps on the ox again. V'yat b'shash shiravatzalav. And even while the bear is jumping on the ox is not screaming and upset. And it seems like it is they're playing around. This bear is like kind of a domesticated, maybe circus bear, so he knows how to play around. So you have to be worried when a bear is jumping on the ox. You have to be worried if it could be, this is a Safi Jerusa again. You don't know if he's playing around or not. And again, you can't just look for the poison, because we know these are all halacha Moshe B'Sinai based on Masorah. That's the question, and he says he's machshir. Why? Hayinir lahachshir b'tamacher. Afilu nomar devada yish drusa ledov b'vehem agasa kiva dechazina deshasku travayhu al karchav derech sokaf atzalav. Tehach yamina b'talmud chulunun gimelom and aleph. All v'shasav yasav b'nayhu emesh lamashavya. He quotes our line of the Gemara. So if you see these animals fooling around and nobody's screaming, then one can be mako. So now, second to last line. But kata resha dechad binayhu. What happens if the lion goes in and you see there's a head chopped off of one of the oxen, and then you see the lion sitting around? So noach mirischei. You could also assume that only that shor was done in, and after the lion did that, he calmed himself down and he was okay. Noach mirischei. Sometimes one action is all we need to calm ourselves. Right, one act. Right, like a Hilcha Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, let's say somebody breaks things or tears things in anger on Shabbos. So even though that seems to be kilkul, it seems to be destructive, but the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it in Perek Yud Beis of Hilcha Shabbos, that is a constructive activity, which would be chayiv for a Shabbos. Why? Says the Rambam, Hamavir Gedisho Shel Chaveiro, Oh, Asoreif Diraso. Let's see, Rachman Al-Aslan burned down your friend's house because you're mad at him. Burned down his barn. Afa Pishu Mashris, you're still chayiv on Shabbos. Why? Mibnei Shakava Naso, Lihi Nakim Isono, Vahari Niskara Daito, Vishachacha Chamaso. The Rama's Bafirish right here, just like it applies to lions too. If a lion rips off the head of one of the oxen, so then we can assume he didn't do anything to the other oxen, because he got his anger out and that's it. So the Gemara says now, the machlokes is, Iyu ka ma'ave v'inu makarkarin. What if you hear the lion roaring and you hear the oxen shaking around and being scared? Ba'use ka mavase adadi. Right, and they're all scared, right? And continue, keep pligi. And in that case, you have to be worried that there is a drusa. Ki pligi, what's the point of machlokas? De iu kashasik v'inu makarkarin. The machlokas is where there's a quiet lion and loud oxen. The victims are making noise and the predator is quiet. Mar savar ma'isa ka'avid behu. Right, what is the one of the Shmuel holds that you have to be worried because obviously something happened here because he's quiet. Umar savar machmas b'yasuse hu ka'avdin. No, maybe they're just scared, but you're not sure if anything happened. Maybe they're just scared. Ah, yes, the Rashba. Why do we say it's a sfex feka? Again, you're not sure, based on sfex, you're not sure if there was a drusa, you're not sure if they're playing around, you're not sure if there's a drusa. Says the Rashba, you could probably check out to see if there's any kind of mark on these animals. And you never say sfex feka if it's efshel levarer. If you're able to be bavarer, which is again a big detail discussed in the sugya of sfex feka. Okay, that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Amar Amemar, Hilchasa choshe l'shavik drusa. Amemar says we are choshesh for safik drusa, meaning Amemar holds like Shmuel. Says the Rashba, even though usually we say machlokas Rav and Shmuel, halacha karav biisure, halacha kashmuel bedine, we usually passing like Rav. In this case, we were passing like Shmuel because Amemar backs him up. So Amemar and Shmuel against Rav, therefore we're passing like Shmuel. We'll be machmir by Savi Drusa. Amalei Rav Ashi la Amemar, hi de Rav mai. So what do you do with Rav? What do you do with Rav? You're just going to ignore Rav? Amalei lo shamyali, klomer lo svirali. I didn't hear about Rav, meaning I don't hold of Rav. Sometimes we have that saying, I don't hear it means I don't accept it. Even in colloquially, what are we saying? Now I hear it, now I hear it. What does that mean? Now I understand it, now I accept it. Sometimes Shmia can mean Kabbalah. It's been pointed out that Unkelus, sometimes on Chumash, by Nishma, by the word Shmia, translates it as Nikabel. As Kabbalah's Dvarim. Right? By Yehuda, when it says by Yishmu Echa, by the brothers listen to Yehuda, it says the Kabilu. By Nasa V'Nishma, it says what? Ne'eved u'nekabel. We will hear and we will accept. Right? Fits it beautifully to the Beis Halevi that we haven't mentioned in a very long time. I'll mention it now. That's the Beis Halevi asked on Nasa V'Nishma, how did Nasa V'Nishma work? We will do and we will listen. You'll do it, you'll listen. As the Beis Halevi, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira that if a person is Makabel, Dover Sheino Katsuf, let's say a person says, I owe you whatever you want me to owe you. He owes him zero. Because if you have a Kabbalah and a Dover Sheino Katsuf, it's not Chal. There's no Shibud at all. If a person says, I owe you $40 million, or whatever the shekel rate is these days, right? So then, that works. Because it's finite. It's large, but it's finite. But if somebody's Makabel, Dover Sheino Katsuf, it doesn't work at all. It's not a shibud. So ask the Beis HaLevi, how did Nasa V'Nishma work? Well, do whatever you want us to do. You do whatever you want us to do. What do you mean? So Makabel Dover Sheino Katsuf, it shouldn't work at all. Says the Beis HaLevi, no, we don't understand what happened. What happened at Matan Torah? It wasn't that we said, we accept to do all these things. No. There's another halakha of the Rambam. Yes, if somebody's Makabel to do a Dover Sheino Katsuf, it doesn't work. But if somebody accepts to be an Eved, if somebody accepts to be a worker of this other person, I accept to be your Eved. So then, Memela, once I create that context, I have to do whatever you tell me to do. That's not called a Dover Sheino Katsuf, says the Rambam. So, says the Beis HaLevi, that's exactly what happened by Maimad Har Sinai. They didn't say, I will do this. They accepted to be Avdei Hashem. Once they accepted to be Avdei Hashem, so then that's it. They have to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to do. That's not Nasa V'Nishma, that's the Unkelus. Neved Unikabel. Because Shmia is translated sometimes as Kabbalah. That's this line here. Lo Shmiali, I don't hear it. Klomar, lo Svirali, I don't hold of it, I don't accept it. Okay? That is number one. Our Mimar says, okay, I reject Rav. The Bayasema, or Hadabi Rav Agabi Shmuel. I think that Rav was Choserbo. There's a story that I know that Rav was Choserbo. Yahu Sharkafa, the Safek Drusos. There was a basket. There was a basket of Safek Drusos, the Aslakami Derav, that came in front of Rav. A bunch of little animals that there was a Safek Drusos about. Shadrin Lakami de Shmuel. So Rav did not paskin. Rav sent it to Shmuel. And what did Shmuel do? Chankinhu v'shadinu benara. He strangled them and he threw them into the river. Basically, he trafed them up. He threw them out. And if Rav wasn't choser, if Rav still held mutter, so why didn't he paskin? Why did he send it to Shmuel? It must be he was choser bo. Says the Gemara, what? Elamai, hader bay, so lishrinu. What if he really held like Shmuel, so why didn't he just say aser? Why do you have to send it to Shmuel? Ela asked you to Shmuel havi. It was really, he was in Shmuel's town, he was in Arda. He was in Shmuel's town. And therefore what? He's in Shmuel's town. Look at Rashi, two days. Third line. Rashi on top. V'lav orech ara lo'oruye kamei. And therefore, it's not appropriate to paskin in front of him ba'asrei b'davar shein shavin bo. So the first day of Rashi is that he was chozer bo. But because he had the same shita of his, it wasn't right to give the psak of the Marad Asra, where the Marad Asra was just down the road. So that's why the Raya still stands, according to this first day of Rashi. And that is, he was chozer bo, and that's exactly why he didn't want to paskin. Aval hiavi pligi bo lohavi mishadu lukamei, lahafsin mamon Yisrael. If he really had still argued on him, he wouldn't have sent him the animals. Because he wouldn't have let this happen when the counter pressure of being Masa Mamon Yisrael is here. The Kamakam Sheish Ninur Chait and Cholkin Kavod L'Rav. Because if there's any kind of counter pressure in terms of giving a psak, we're not Cholkin Kavod. And therefore, if he really thought it was us, it was Mutter, he would have Paskin Mutter. That is day number one of Rashi. Vali Nira. But then Rashi says, the Hachi Garcinan. Ella Asrei Deshuel Avi Ar Girsa with an Ella. Right, the first day first didn't have an Ella. Right, the first day didn't have an Ella, meaning it was a continuation of, it was a proof that he was Chozer Bo, and that's why it just says Asrei. The second day has Ella Asrei Deshuel Have, meaning it's a rejection of the proof. Umei Hachalo Tifsho, don't prove from here anything that Rav said. Rav was just in Shmuel's town, so he gave it to Shmuel to Paskin. He didn't want to Paskin in this town, but don't prove whether he was Chozer Bo or not. That's the Ella. One word in the Gemara. One word tells me whether it's a retraction, because we know Ella always means a new stage of the Gemara. So does Ella mean a retraction, that's the second day of Rashi, or we're not Goris? That's how Rishonim read Gemaras. Rishonim read Gemaras with a fine-tooth comb, if it says the word Ella or it doesn't say the word Ella. Sometimes they put it in, sometimes they took it out. That's the two days here in Rashi. That's the two days in Rashi. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara. So, continuing, once we have the story, ask the Gemara, Lama le lemichkinu, why did he strangle them? Why did Shmuel strangle them in that case, before throwing him into the river? So the Gemara says, lishdinu hachibinara. Why didn't he just throw him in the river? He had to strangle them? So the Gemara says, mifarchad vasalkan, because if he wouldn't have strangled them, they were still alive, some of them. They might have flown away, they would have gone up, and then people would have found them and maybe eaten them and not known that they were treifus. Right, you have to be worried about causing other Jews to sin, even in an indirect way. So keep them for 12 months. And then if they live for 12 months, then they're not a treifus. So that's going to lead to takala. Right? You don't want to have these around for 12 months. It's a good chance that they might be used. Rashi says, what does takala here mean? Aidi dahavi buhu tuva. Because there's a lot of them, you can't be careful. Can't be careful. That is a big discussion. Do we say that there is that there could be a problem of takala only by many, or even by one? The Rama says in Sibin Nun Zayin Sifchaf that even by one, even though Rashi says many, even by one, we right, think about it. Would we want something not kosher in our house, even something small? No. Right, if something's not kosher, we don't want to have it in the house. So we're not masha, even one, the Rama says. You don't have to worry about specifically many. So that's what he says. There was many, so we don't want to leave them around. So says the Gemara lives v'ninhu la'ovdei kochavim. So why don't we just sell them to a guy? Right, treif is not usur bahana'a. So asi liz v'ninhu li Yisrael. No, they might come to be sold to a guy and then sold back to a Jew. V'lich Nekinhu v'lishdinu la'ashpa. So why do you need to throw it to the river? Throw it into the garbage dump. So where it says v'latamech lishdinu la'klavim. Why don't you just throw it to the dogs? Ela lefersumi milsa di'isura. You want to have pirsum. You go down to the river, you make a whole ceremony. People are going to hear about this. People are going to hear about this. You really want people to know about it. That's why you do it. You don't just throw it into the garbage can by your house. You go out to the river. You make the Gadol Hador, the Marad Asra, Shmuel goes out to the river and is able to be Mefarsem Milsa. Sometimes De'isura. Sometimes we want to be Mefarsem Milsa for certain mitzvahs, certain averes. Obviously, mitzvahs are Persume Nisa. We want to be Mefarsem. But, different ideas. The Zimun, for example. We're in Brachas Daf Mem Hei. Zimun, we say, should be done with 10. Why? Lav Orech Ara. To say Hashem's name without a minion, right? So we say certain things we like to do in public with a lot of people knowing about it. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Hahubar Avza. By the way, by Takala, Takala comes up also lemaisa in the sugyas of Bechor. We know Bechor is the only type of carbon that's automatic. All other types of carbonos, you have to be makdish. So we're not makdish animals, bezvanazeh. But what about Bechor? Problem is Bechor happens automatically. The firstborn of a non-kosher of a kosher animal. Firstborn of a non-kosher animal. So how do we do that? So we mentioned in the past, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that we create shutfis with a goy. Somebody has an animal that's about to have its bechor, so he sells a percentage of the animal to a guy, and the halacha is that shutfis with an akum is mafkiya kedushas bechor. And that is what is done, lamaisa, to prevent kedushas bechor from kicking in, because we don't want bechors walking around. That's too much of a takala situation. Okay, weiter. Hu bar avza de havi bei Ravashi. All these stories about little animals. There was once a duck in the house of Ravashi. Ola beini kanya. He went amongst the reeds. He went into the reeds in the backyard. Nafak asa ki memasmes kue dama. He came out. His neck was full of blood. So we don't know how his neck got bloody. So Amar Ravashi. Lo amrinan safek kalba safek shunra. Don't we say that if you have a suffix, whether a dog or a cat did it, you could be makel and say it was a dog? So hakanami here too, suffix kanya, suffix shunra, ema kanya machye. You don't know if it was a sharp reed that he brushed against or a cat, so you can assume it was a reed, and therefore we can be makel. Amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya. Period. Drusa sa amrut sricha b'dika kanega b'me'ayim. So all these cases of drusa, they need checkings. The whole area of the intestines need to be checked. Amar Rav Yosef, Had b'nei Rabbi Chiya, Kfar Pirsha Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Mishu Rabbi Chanina, Ben Antigonus, Jerusalem, Amar Tzvicha B'dika, Kneged b'nei Me'ayim. They already said that. It's Kneged b'nei Me'ayim. Major machlokas here, Rishonim. Is this case of B'dika only by Safek Jerusa, or even by Vade Jerusa? Rashi and the Rivam in Tosas quote, this is only by Safek Jerusa. Mashba by Vade Jerusa, checking is not going to help. If you know there was a case of drusa, it doesn't matter. You can check from today till tomorrow. It's not going to help. And Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? I think this bedik is even for vade drusa. Okay, machlokas rishonim. Boy ilfa. Ilfa asks, yes, drusa l'simanim, when drusa l'simanim. If there was a drusa in the area of simanim, do we say it needs to be checked? Meaning what? Do we say there is a drusa there? If it's not going to be me'ayim. What's the background? We said a few days ago, there's no nefula by simanim, because they're hard. What about drusa? So Amar Reb Zeira, Hadda ba yilfa kfar pesha Rav Chana barava, Tam Rav Chana barava marav, drusa shamar tzuyuch abadika, kdega beis chalakulo, vafilo bisimanim. They need to be checked, even the simanim. Ba yilfa, now we're going to have similar cases where ilfa asks a question, and they say, oh, this was asked already. Ba yilfa, simanim shenidal dulubakama, simanim that get detached from the jaw, how much makes it a problem? Amar Reb Zeira, the boy ilfa kfar pesha Rav Barachana. Rav Barachana already explained it. Amar Rav Barachana, Amar Shmuel, simanim shenadalzalu biruban treifa. As long as if most of them came off, it is a treifa. Boy Rav Ami, hey masmisa mahu. What happens if an area is rotted through? An area of flesh is rotted through. Amar Reb Zeira, the boy Rav Ami kfar pesha Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda marav bidrusa ad sheyad imbaser kneged bnei me'ayim. Drusa means if the flesh got red. That means the poison already has gotten in. If there's rotted flesh, view it as if it's not there. And if it's not there, then if that area would make the animal a treifa, it would be a treifa. One more line. How do you determine if it's rotted or not? If a doctor would scrape it off because it's hurting the other flesh around it, so that is already in the state of rotting, and therefore we would be consider that as knuttle dummy, and if that's missing, it would make it a treifa. That would make it a treifa. Okay, we didn't get to Hashem. Tomorrow we'll start with the psak. Differences in psak between safek drusa and safek treifa. Hashem, we'll continue with that tomorrow.